Hello people, I wanted to bring a short video to you today. I've just been here this morning training. I get up at 4 o'clock to come and do some climbing and some yoga because I'm currently in the position where I'm trying to get fitter and get a bit better at climbing and improve the conditioning of my body. So I've been getting up every morning, Monday to Friday at least, so I need a weekend off to train and just do a little bit every day. I'm not going crazy, but I'm doing between an hour or two of training, and there's rest in between that, so it's not constant 2 hours. And I wanted to talk about some of the difficulties of staying consistent, because it's one of the biggest thing that I tell you all the time is that you need consistent practice. You need to continue, you need to carry on doing the work that's going to improve your voice, not just try it once or twice and not see the results, so quit. You know, you look at people who are bodybuilders and who clearly show visible muscle. Everyone thinks that they can get that within a year, 2 years, but those people train for 10, 20 years in order to get those, you know, amazing, bulky, and muscular bodies. It just, you can't change your physicality that quickly. But you can't try to overdo it either. So just small parts in every day is the best way if you want to improve for good. And once you get to the point where you're happy with your voice, you can then just learn ways to maintain, but that maintenance is also consistent. So what I suggest to you in order to make that easier is to consider keeping a journal. I want you to get a pen and a book, and I mean a physical, actual book that you open and write in, or pencils even better, and just keep a diary. Keep a diary of what you want. Start with your dreams and goals and aspirations, and then on the next page write down why you don't have that, or what you consider to be lacking in, or why you think your voice is not where you want it to be. And then you have your goals and your current situation. And then you can start working through my channel, on my videos, on whatever issue it is, consistently, a little bit every day. And I want you to track how you felt, how the situation's improved or got worse. I want you to track thoughts as well as feelings, physical tensions, physical sensations, and also how others respond to you. So I'll just track anything that's relevant from you getting from where you are to where you want to be. And you might not see any changes in those first 2 weeks, 2 months, but I tell you, if you just do it and make it part of your life, because it has to be part of your life if it's what you want to improve, then you look at it a year later and you'll see dramatic results in the way you talk about yourself, in the way you think about yourself, in the way that your body actually functions and your voice is able to produce a clearer, better, more resonant sound. 1 year out of your whole life to get the voice you want is not a long, it's not a long time. It doesn't take 10 years, you could do it in a year. You could do it in less than that, actually, if you're very kind of mechanical and strategic about it. But that's my suggestion. Get yourself a journal and stay consistent, and keep on top of the journal so you know what to do and what not to do, and what's worked and what hasn't worked, and how you've progressed. Okay, so that's just my little 2 minute tips for today. Hopefully it's useful. I'm going to get back to home now and get myself a coffee, because I think it's time to wake the family up. I'll speak to you soon. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.